妹们早安。
I'm not really very comfortable with.
我带这个东西不是特别舒服。
Okay, let's turn our Bible.
让我们把我们的圣经打开。
First Peter chapter 2.
到彼得前书第二章。
Verse 1 through 10.
第二章第一节到十节。
Let's read it all together. I'll read it first in English.
让我们一起读，我先用英文读。
And those who have the English version can read together with me.
如果你们有英文圣经的话，请你们与我一起读。
And then our sister will read it in Chinese.
之后姊妹与会众一起用中文读。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 10.
彼得前书第二章一到十节。
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto him therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is the made head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were disappointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye may show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light, which is in time past were not a people, but now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, now have obtained mercy.
彼得前书第二章一到十节，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人成为宝贵，在那不信的有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头石头，又说做了角的石头跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上跌，他们这样半跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是由君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your presence. We humble ourselves before you.
主耶稣，早间我们来到你的同在的里面，我们谦卑我们的自己。
Lord, will you please take away everything that hinders your speaking this morning?
主啊，求你早间拿去一切阻拦你话语的。
Every sin, every old concept, take it away.
所有的罪和所有旧有的观念都求你拿去。
Lord, we pray that you have a free way among us.
主耶稣，我们求你给我们一个给我们一个接收的心。
Speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
求你对我们讲话，你的仆人警听。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time I shared with you in chapter 1 concerning the conduct of the believers.
上一次我与会众一起交通了关于信徒的行为。
And chapter 1 revealed to us our God is not only a loving God but also a righteous one.
我们讲到我们的主不仅是爱的神，而且他是个公义的神。
The first time he came as the loving savior.
他第一次来的时候作为一个爱的救主。
But the second time he came, which we are expecting, he will be that righteous judge.
但是第二次他要来的时候，他就会做一个公义的审判官。
To those unbelievers, they will be standing before the judgment of the great white throne.
那些不信的人都要在他的审判的大宝座面前。
But to us believers who are true God, we will be standing before the judgment of Christ.
但是就我们信的人来说，我们会在他的审判面前。
Therefore, we need to have an attitude. We need to have a conduct who is fearing God.
所以我们所持有的态度和我们所持有的我们所持有的态度就是我们需要与我们蒙召的恩相称。
No, we need to fear, 敬畏神。
我们需要敬畏神。
We need to have this kind of a heart, not to have reverence, respect to the one who saved us.
我们一定要存敬畏的心来对待那位救我们的真神。
No, because he will be judging us according to our works.
因为他要对于我们的行为，针对我们的行为来审判我们。
Now, secondly, what is the motivation that motivates us to have a fear of God in us?
第二点，我们是有什么样的动机来使我们来敬畏神呢？
Firstly, we are purchased with something more precious than silver and gold.
第一点，我们被赎不是金子和银子，而是被他的血。
The redemptive work of Christ on the cross.
在神救赎的，在十字架的救赎的工作。
Can never be compared with anything in this world today.
不能与世界上的任何东西相比。
We try to see our condition.
如果你们今天我们要看看自己的状况
I'm trying to compare about Christ and his work.
如果我们去来比基督和他的工作
There is really, we are really not worthy of this.
我们真的是不配我们所有的一切
But thank God because he loves us.
但是感谢神他爱我们
We are purchased with something more precious than gold.
我们所被买赎的价值是超过了金和银的价值
Secondly, we are saved from the vanity of life.
第二点，我们是从被生活的虚空中救赎出来。
That day when Christ came into our heart,
当基督进到我们的心里的时候
，our heart is content.
我们的心就满足了。
Last time I shared with the saints in the SCA.
上一次我交通到一点 SCA. 西南区教会。
I tell them, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我交通到神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Yeah, a young girl misquoted this verse.
有一个小女孩，她就错来引用了这一句话。
She said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I got all I want."
她说，主是我的牧人，我拥有了我所有要的。
Yes, indeed, we got all I want.
是的，确实的，我们真的拥有了我们所有。
For the most deepest desire in our heart is for God to make home in our hearts.
在我们心中最深的意愿就是神能够在我们的心中有一个居住。
Today, if you say, I'll give you the whole world, we will never be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，今天哪怕全世界都给我们，我们也不会满足。
But that day when Christ came into our, we are fully content.
但是那一天当神进入我们心中的时候，我们就完全的满足。
I will say, our life is worth living.
那我要告诉你，我的生活真的是值得生活的。
Thirdly, we are purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
第二点，我们是被神的宝血所买，重价买赎的。
There is one thing that God has created that can only wash away our sins. It is the precious blood of Christ.
只有一个才能洗净我们一切的罪，那就是神耶稣基督的。
In the Old Testament, they used the blood of goats and lambs.
在旧约的时候，又使用的就是山羊的血。
It can only cover your sin.
它只能来遮盖你的罪。
But the blood of Jesus Christ washed away our sin.
但是神的宝血，它却洗净了我们一切的罪。
Today, shouldn't we be motivated to live a life of righteousness and holiness and the fear of God?
难道我们今天不要因此而有动机生活一个敬畏神而一个圣洁的爱神的生活吗
？No, how do we put this into practice?
那我们怎么样把它能够行出来呢
？First Peter said we need to obey the truth.
第一点，我们说彼得前书说我们要遵行真理。
Not only we should know the truth, we need to obey the truth.
我们不仅要知道真理，而且要遵行真理。
In other words, we need to put this into practice.
换句话说，我们要把它行在我们的实际当中。
When we obey the truth,
当我们来遵行真理的时候
，The Bible tells us it purifies our soul.
圣经上就说他来洁净了我们的灵魂。
Every sin, every old concept needs to go away.
所有的罪和一些成就的观念都要挪去。
Sin and all that is of the old creation cannot co-dwell together in our hearts.
这些的罪都不能在我们的心中有地位。
For Christ to make home in our hearts.
因为基督要在我们里面成为居所。
All this needs to go.
这一切都要被除去。
Then thirdly, we need to walk by the Spirit.
第三点，我们要急着圣灵而行。
By ourselves, we cannot perform what God's requirement.
就我们自己而言，我们没有办法行出神所要求我们的。
But in Him,
但是在他的里面。
The Bible says, in Him we can do all things.
在圣经上说，即使基督，我们可以都成就万事。
Well, we can perform altogether God's demand.
我们可以来行神要求我们做的。
Then the fourth point, we need to have the genuine love of the believers.
第四点，我们一定要在切实与弟兄姊妹们切实相爱。
Sometimes we would try to think how could a purified life has a connection with having the genuine love of the believers.
有的时候我们在想这种洁净的洁净的光怎么会跟有那
爱弟兄的心，
爱的心有关呢。
Yeah, it's a lot to do with the being purified.
这里面被洁净真的是非常重要的一点。
Because a lot in our natural life, we love according to our desire, according to our standards.
因为在我们天然的人当中，我们的爱来取向是根据我们自己的天然的意念。
But when our heart is purified,
当我们的心被洁净了
，we love according to the love of God.
我们的爱就是根据神的爱。
We love those whom God loves.
我们爱神所爱的。
And not only that, we have the genuine love of the believers, the genuine love of God, and we love the brethren.Fervently.
有这样的心的话，我们就可以不仅是去全心的爱神，而且是真心的、特别的爱弟兄姊妹。
Not only we love in words, but we also love in deed.
不仅我们只是在言语中彼此相爱，并且在真实的行为当中彼此相爱。
Now when we come to chapter two,
当我们来到第二章的时候
，He talk about what are the signs and what should we do in order to be growing in life.
讲到的，如果要在基督里成长，我们需要是什么样做什么样的，是什么样的表象
？Because the last part of 1 Peter says, "Being born again with incorruptible seed, which is the word of God."
因为在彼得前书第一章最后讲到，我们乃是由于不能坏的种子，乃是藉着神活泼长存的道。
But after we have been born again, what next?
当我们重生了之后，又是我们该做什么呢
？We need to grow in life.
我们就应该在生命中成长。
Now, what are the signs of growing in life?
我们在生命成长中的表象是什么呢
？A lot of times, the first concept that enters into our mind, if we grow in life, then we will be involved in a lot of service.
那我们第一点要想的就是，通常来说，我们以为我们要在生命中成长，我们就会有许多的服事。
Or if we grow in life, we will have a lot of knowledge concerning the truth that is revealed in the Bible.
或者我们要知道圣经中。所启示的许多的知识
But brothers and sisters, not necessarily.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这是不是非常不？这不是必要的。
No, not necessarily.
这不是一定要必一定的。
A lot of times we can see a lot of brothers involved in services, but there is no growth in life.
但是因为我们看见许多来侍奉的弟兄姊妹，他们不一定真的有这样的生命。
You know, I met once a brother. He is involved in all kinds of services except for the sisters' meeting.
我知道一位弟兄，他在侍奉上每项都有他的份，只是除了姊妹聚会以外。
But whenever you talk to him, there is a feeling of arrogance or pride.
每次，可是我与他交谈的时候，我都觉得有一个骄傲的灵在他的里面。
To such an extent, there is a tendency to look down on other brothers and sisters.
到一个程度的时候，我感觉到他在轻视其他的弟兄姊妹。
But don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters.
但是不要误解我弟兄姊妹们。
It doesn't mean when you are growing in life, you are not interested in service.
不是说你在生命中成长的时候，你就对侍奉不感兴趣。
For a brother who is growing in life, surely is involved in service.
对于在成长中的弟兄姊妹，一定要侍奉。
Not the other way around.
不是另外一个先决，不是反着说的。
Because this is only the outflow of the growth in life.
因为奉的是让我们在生命中成
长。On the other hand, the increase in knowledge of the Bible is not necessarily a growth in life.
换一句话说，如果在圣经上知识的增长，不见得你就生命成长。
We can see a lot of Christians, they can preach the gospel, they can say a lot of things concerning the word of God, but there is no growth in life.
我们看到许多弟兄姊妹，他知道怎么样传福音，很擅长于言语的交通，但是他的生命并没有见长。
So what is really the signs of the growth in life?
那到底生命成长的这个表象是什么呢？
It says here in chapter 2, wherefore laying aside all malice.
所以在这里面讲到，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒。
You know, a lot of times when we expect the Bible will immediately talk about the positive things.
有的时候你会想，在圣经里面首先要讲的是正面的事情。
But so interesting in verse 1 say, wherefore laying aside all malice.
但是在第二章一开始中，他所讲的是除去，因此你们要除去一切的恶毒。
I was preparing for this, I was planning to skip this portion, this verse.
当我被这篇讲到的时候，我想要过这一段。
Because it's very negative.
因为它很负面。
Yet it seems the Lord is telling me you got to dwell on that.
但是神好像告诉我，你必须要讲这个，多思考这一段。
You know, the Bible put this verse in it because it had a purpose.
圣经中把这一章放在这一节放在这儿是有原因的。
The purpose is that if you want to grow in life,
如果你要在生命中成长
，there should be the willingness to deal with sin.
你必须在里面有一个愿意来对付你的罪。
Let me really repeat it again. In order to grow in life, there should be the willingness.To deal with sin.
让我告诉你，再重复一遍，就是如果你想要在生命中见长，那么你一定要有一个意愿，就是要对付你的罪。
Firstly, you need to deal with malice.
首先，第一点要对付的就是恶毒。
Well, what is malice?
什么是恶毒呢？
It is the intention of hurting another people or cause another person suffering.
就是你要故意的去伤害别人，让别人来受损失、受伤害。
Source of malice.
那这个恶毒的源泉是从哪来呢？
The source of anger and hate.
一般是从你的愤怒和恼恨里面出来的。
Maybe in our experience we might experience some injustice.
也许在我们的经历当中有许多不公平的事情。
Maybe people mistreated us.
也许人们不公正的待了我们。
If we don't let it go, then there will be malice in our heart.
如果我们不把这些放下的话，我们里面就会生许多的恶毒。
It says you lay aside. In other words, you need to strip away.
这里面说着除去，换一句话说，你把它全都剥落、剥掉。
You need to take it away from you.
你要把它拿去，彻底从你身上除去。
For this is a garbage.
因为这是垃圾。
You know, if we have malice in our heart.
如果我们在里面有恶毒的话
，For sure, there will be no growth in life.
那我们的生命的建长一定不会成就。
A normal Christian is a Christian who forgives.
正常的基督徒是一个可以包容、可以饶恕的基督徒。
When we forgive, then there is no malice in our heart.
当我们心里有去饶恕别人的时候，我们的就没有苦毒。
And just remind you, Peter the apostle is speaking not to the unbelievers but to the.
我要再次提醒你们弟兄姊妹，在这所要交通的是给信徒，而不是不信的人。
He thought after we become a Christian there will be no malice in our heart. No, there is.
我们以为我们做了基督徒之后，我们里面就没有恶毒，但是其实真的有。
That's why there is our duty to strip away all malice in our heart.
所以那是我们的责任，我们一定要脱去一切的恶毒。
And secondly, all guile.
第二点，就所有的诡诈。
What is guile? It means to say it's dishonesty.
什么叫诡诈呢？就是不诚实。
It is an insidious attempt to gain its goal.
是一个不太诚实的态度去来达到自己的目的。
Yeah, it reminds me of Zacchaeus.
使我想起了撒该的故事。
Zacchaeus, before he got saved, he's a tax collector. He extracted more money than he needs to extract.
让我想起撒该在他得救之前，他是一个税吏。他争取了比应该争取多的税。
And for that reason, people hate him.
所以人们都痛恨他。
But that day when the Lord Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want to go in your."
当那天主向他写信，告诉他，撒该，你下来吧，我要到你的家里去。
What is the first thing he did?
撒该第一件事情要做的是什
么？ He immediately declared, "If I defrauded anyone, I pay him fourfold."
他立刻就说，如果我欺骗了任何人，我就还他四倍。
In other words, the sin of dishonesty needs to go. We need to deal with dishonesty.
换句话就说，这种欺诈、这种不诚实一定要被挪去。我们一定要对待这个罪。
Sometimes we want to impress our brothers and sisters.
我们有的时候要给人留下好印象，弟兄姊妹留下好印象。
Sometimes we will say, you know, brother, I pray for you 1,000 times.
我们会说弟兄啊，我为你祷告了一千次。
Oh, do you really pray 1,000 times?
你真的祷告一千次了吗？
That might not be accurate. That is what we call dishonesty.
如果那个不是准确的话，这就是不诚实。
You know, we need to deal with dishonesty.
我们一定要对付这个不诚实。
For we are a holy nation.
因为我们是圣洁的国度。
Dishonesty has no part in our heart.
因为这种不诚实、诡诈在我们的心中是没有地位的。
It's a hypocrisy.
还有接下来的就说的是假善。
No, the Lord Jesus hates hypocrisy.
那耶稣痛恨假善。
That's why he, when he talked about the Pharisees, he said, "You hypocrites."
当主耶稣讲到赛人的时候，他说：“你们这些法利赛人。
”He said, "You always talk about, you know, praising God with your mouth, yet your heart is far away from me."
你们用嘴来亲近神，你们的心却远离神。
But you care about.Cleaning your cup, yet clean the inside of the cup first before you are concerned about the outside.
你们在洗净杯盘的外面，首先要洗净杯盘的里面。
For we know the Pharisees are very concerned with their outward appearance.
我们知道法利赛人首先注意的是他们的外表。
Today, in other words, we need to have no hypocrisy in our heart.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们一定在我们的里面要没有假善。
Towards God, we need to have an open book.
然后我们在神的面前就像一颗展开的书卷。
You need to say, Lord, I'm just open before you. This is my condition.
我们来到神的面前，就要把自己展开，告诉主啊，主啊，这就是我的状况。
We should be just like that tax collector, bow his head, and Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
我们就像要那个税吏一样，在神面前低头来祈求神啊，求你饶恕我个这个罪人。
We need to be honest with God.
我们必须要对神诚实。
And if we are honest, then God has a way in us.
如果我们神诚实认真，神一定会在我们里面有对我们诚实。
Number two, we should also be honest with our brothers and sisters.
第二点，我们要对我们的弟兄姊妹们诚实。
The Bible tells us we need to speak the truth in love.
圣经上告诉我们，我们一定要在诚实里面爱心里面说诚实话。
If there is something wrong with a brother, we need to what? To speak to him.
如果我们弟兄姊妹们有什么软弱的话，我们一定要说出来。
We are not there to condemn him. We want to warn him.
我们不是要绝对的说他去要说他不好，但是我们是要去来警告他。
Hoping that one day he will what? Get back on his feet.
希望他有一天能够回转。
This is what we call without hypocrisy.
这个就说的没有假善。
Then he say envies.
下面讲的一点是嫉妒。
You know, in other words, jealousy.
换一句话是就是争竞。
He said doesn't have a heart of not being satisfied of other people's success.
你自己心里的状况是你对别人的成功不满意。
Yeah, what is the biggest problem of Kings Old Testament?
在旧约里面，扫罗王的最大的弱点是什么呢？
The jealousy.
是他的嫉妒。
King Saul has held a very important position in the nation of Israel.
扫罗王在以色列王国中具一个很重要的位置。
You know, in the nation of Israel, there are three positions very important.
在以色列的国中有三个职位非常主要。
The position of the priest.
第一个是祭司的职位。
The position of the king.
然后是君王的职位。
And the position of being a prophet.
然后是先知的职位。
But King Saul had two positions. He is a king and he is a prophet.
扫罗王有两个这样里面的职位，不仅他是君王，而且他是个先知。
Yet he has that because of his jealousy, it brings to his downfall.
但是就是因为他的嫉妒，所以他就走下坡路。
He's jealous of David the shepherd boy.
他甚至嫉妒大卫这个牧羊的牧童。
And he let that jealousy continue to dwell.
他允许他的这个嫉妒在他的心里滋生。
It is like a cancer.
像一个癌症。
Then afterwards, they had the malice in his heart.
之后，在他的里面就有一个恶毒。
Altogether, he wants to commit murder against David.
他甚至想要谋杀大卫。
Brothers and sisters, the jealousy needs to get away.
弟兄姊妹们，这个嫉妒真的要被除去。
If one day one of your coworkers has been promoted into a supervisor, how do you feel about that?
当有一天你的同事被升职到一个上司的地位，你的心里感觉是什么呢？
Well, are you happy for him?
你为他高兴吗？
Or are you jealous?
还是你嫉妒他？
Or in the church today?
或者在教会里面。
Some may tell, some brothers may say, "Hey, brother, you make a very good prayer today. You give very good testimony today."
你如果有弟兄对你说，弟兄啊，你今天的祷告很好，你做的见证也很好。
But how do you feel about that?
你感觉怎么样呢？
Are you happy with the brothers?
你是为弟兄高兴吗？
Are you happy because he's growing in life?
你高兴是因为他的生命在成长。
Or do you feel like what's the big deal about it?
还是你心里想这有什么大不了的？
Today, brothers, he said the jealousy is very subtle.
骗弟兄姊妹们，这个嫉妒的问题是一个非常非常非常敏感的问题。
Every time we have this kind of jealousy,
当我们有这种嫉妒在我们的里面的时候，
we need to deal with it.
我们一定要对付它。
We need to throw it into the trash.
我们一定要把它丢掉。
Lastly, it's concerning evil speaking.
最后一点，我们要讲的是毁谤的话。
I believe evil speaking is just the result of jealousy.
我感觉，我认为毁谤的话就是因着嫉妒。
Today, we, as I said, we need to speak the truth in love, not to slander people.
但是。今天弟兄姊妹们，我们要在爱心中说诚实话，而不是去毁谤说坏话。
So in other words, it's as a conclusion for a person who wants to grow in life, he should be have the willingness to deal with sin.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹们，要想你的生命渐长，你必须要有这个意愿来对付你所有心里面的罪。
Then if we deal with our sin,
如果我们对付我们的罪
，verse 2 says, as newborn babe, desire ye the sincere milk of the word.
第二节说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴儿爱慕奶一样。
You know, I read the Bible, the more I feel this word of God is so precious.
我越读圣经，我就越觉得圣经上的话是如此的宝贵。
Because did you see the sequence, the order?
你看到这个圣经的秩序了吗
？In other words, the trust needs to go out first before the word of God comes in.
换句话说，你要先。Can you repeat? I'm sorry.
The word before the sin needs to go out first before God's word comes in.
就你必须要除去你一切的罪，然后你才神的话才能进到你的里面。
It's like when a person is sick.
就像一个人生病了。
He doesn't have desire to eat.
他没有这个胃口。
The last time when I was here, I had this big sinus.
上次我来的时候，我的那个鼻塞。
And I don't have any appetite to eat.
我一点胃口也没有。
So I just asked my mom and my wife, just give me soup.
我就对我的母亲说，母亲，请你就给我吃喝汤。
But after a week,
但是一周之后，
hey, this sickness goes away.
我这个鼻塞好了。
Hey, the appetite come back again.
我的胃口又恢复了。
Today, brothers, in our experience,
弟兄姊妹们，今天在我们的经历当中，
when we deal with our sin,
当我们对付罪的时候，
the after effect is we have decided to what to the word of God.
我们对付完罪之后，我们就会来渴慕神。
We are excited by with God and His word.
我们就会为神和他的话语而兴奋。
When we talk about worldly things, we doesn't pay any attention to it.
我们在讲到这个成长的时候，我们就会知道在哪里注意哪里。
No, concerning the world, we don't have any appetite.
对于神的话，我们没有一丝兴趣。对世界我们没有一丝兴趣。
But when we talk about God, it seems like there is something bubbling in our heart.
但是当我们讲到神的时候，我们的心中就很激动。
This is the sign of being a healthy person.
这就是作为一个健康人的一个表现。
And another sign is like you are what? You are concerned about the unbelievers.
另外一点就是你对那些不信的人就有负担。
We have burden for the gospel.
你对福音有负担。
Number three, we are concerned about the brothers and sisters.
第三点，对弟兄姊妹们有负担。
You know, let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
A few weeks ago, it's a boxing match in Las Vegas. Okay.
几个礼拜之前，在拉斯维加斯一个
boxing match.
有拳击。
And one of the opponent, one of the person is from the Philippines.
有一个人是从菲律宾来的。
Don't get me wrong, brothers. I'm not interested in boxing. Okay.
弟兄姊妹们，不要误解我，我对拳击不太感兴趣。
But the thing that interests me is that.This person, before he got saved, he is a womanizer. He's a gambler.
我告诉你，这个人在得救之前，他是一个女权运动者，而且他是一个赌博的人。
His life is a mess up.
他的生活是彻底的腐烂的。
But 2 years ago, he heard the gospel and he received Jesus Christ to be his savior.
但是两年前，他接受了耶稣作为他的救主。
From that day on, every time there is the media trying to interview him, he will try all his opportunity to preach the gospel.
从那之后，不仅所有的媒体来采访他的时候，他尽一切的能力来宣讲福音。
When they try to interview him before the fight,
在拳击之前
，He said, "This is what he said."
人们来采访他的时候，
他说 "You know what? This is all entertainment."
他说这一切都娱乐而已。
When the fight is over, I want to sit down with my opponent. I want to preach my faith to him.
当这个拳击比赛结束了之后，我想跟我的竞争对手坐下来，然后我向他传讲福音。
And we know after the fight he lost.
在拳击比赛之后，他失败了。
You know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗
？I thank all the fans for supporting me, whatever the result is.
他说我非常感谢所有支持我的那些粉丝们。
But listen to this. He said, I thank my God for guiding me in my life.
我谢谢主来在我生命当中的一路的带领。
He said, his plan is better than my plan. His way is better than my way.
他的计划高过我的计划，他的意念高过我的意念。
Then he quoted Romans. He said, all things work together for good to them that love God.
他甚至引用罗马书中的一句话，万事当互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You know, when I read this, I was so excited.
当我读到这些，我就很激动。
A sinner got saved.
一个罪人蒙了主恩。
Today, when you see brothers and sisters growing life, are you not happy about it?
弟兄姊妹们，当你在生命或者看到弟兄姊妹生命见你不喊不高兴吗
？If we see them growing, we need to be happy because it's a sign of a healthy Christian.
我们看到他们生命渐长，我们难道不为他们高兴吗？因为他们是健康的基督徒。
Lastly, we have what the desire of the pure milk of the word.
后面一点就是说，我们一定要爱慕纯净的灵奶。
In other words, we are not satisfied with where we are today.
换句话说，我们对于我们现在的境况并不满意。
Oh, we are always the student of the word.
我们总是神话语的学生。
You know, Psalms 42 verse 1 says.
诗篇四十二章第一节讲到。
That as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth after thee, O God.
神啊，我的心切慕你如慕切如鹿切慕溪水。
Psalms 27 verse 4 says.
诗篇二十七篇第四节说
This is what King David said.
这是大卫王所说的
The one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life.
就是一生一世在耶和华的殿中
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问
You know, King David has everything in his life.
你知道大卫王在他生命中他不缺什么
But there is only one thing that he desired.
但是只有一件事情是他所切慕的，就是在神的同在当中。
To hear God speaking every day.
就是每天听神对他讲话。
Today, is this your desire?
弟兄姊妹，今天这是你的意愿吗
？When you come to the meeting,
当你来到聚会的时候
，Is this your heart desire to learn more about Him?
这是你的心里的状态，你想要知道他更多吗
？Or do you feel like, oh, it's boring?
还是你心里在想这样真的枯燥无味
？Or rather, if it's the other way around.
弟兄姊妹，如果反过来说
，We got to be careful.
我们就要特别小心。
There might be something wrong with our spiritual life.
也许在我们的属灵生命中有问题。
Today, a person who is healthy.
一个健康的人。
Is a person who is willing to deal with his sin.
是一个愿意来对付自己的人。
A person who is healthy.
一个健康的人。
Is a person who wants to run after the Lord and to seek after the Lord.
是愿意来寻求主、追在主后面的一个人。
Now, after this, when we talk about our the kind of growth in life.
之后了，我们讲到渐长的生命是什么样。
Then the Bible reveals us what is our true identity.
就讲到了我们是谁。
Verse 4 says, "To whom coming as unto a living stone."
第四节就是讲到主乃活石。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is our true identity?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是谁
？But before Peter talk about our true identity, he is revealing to us who are we identified with.
在他讲到我们是谁，他首先讲到我们是以谁为我们的为我们的
Who are we identified with?
我们是以谁为根据的
？Today, on what basis are you a Christian?
我们是基着什么来成为基督徒的
？Today, we are not a Baptist, we are not a Lutheran, we are a Christian.
我们不是说我们是浸信会，还是说我们是基督徒
？Because we are identified with Christ alone.
我们只是因着基督来证明我们的身份。
And who is this Christ?
谁是这位基督呢
？It says here, verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, singular.He disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
这里面说主乃活石，这个活石是单数的，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
This living stone is chosen by God.
这个活石是被神所拣选的。
That's why he told Peter and the rest of the disciples, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
所以他对彼得还有许多的门徒说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Moses might be wonderful.
摩西也许很棒。
Elijah might be great.
以利沙也很棒。
But no one can replace my son.
但是 no, 没有人可以来代替我的儿子。
Today we are only identified with one person, is Jesus Christ.
今天我们的我们自己是来建立在基督的，我们的身份是建立在基督的基础上。
Number two, we are identified with Christ. He is the chief.Cornerstone.
对，我们为什么能与基督在基督的基础上，是因为它是一个房角石。
Oh, the chief cornerstone is so important in a building.
这个房角石在一个建筑物当中是如此的至关重要。
Because that chief cornerstone joined two walls together.
因为这个房角石是把两面墙来接在一起的。
Oh, today we have you know, before God we have enmity.
在神之前我们是有仇敌的。
In the presence of God, God cannot accept us because of sin.
神不能来接受我们是因为我们有罪。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
If we read Ephesians chapter 2,
如果我们读到以弗所书第二章，
Christ through his death on the cross take away the enmity.
基督藉着他在十字架的受死，他拿走了这一个冤仇，废掉冤仇。
You know, the Lord on the cross, through his blood, he take away the enmity.
以自己的身体废掉冤仇。
Before we are enemies with God.
在这之前我们是与神为仇为敌的。
But today we are reconciled back to
God. 是今天我们却与神和好了。
That is part.
就是这是向着神的。
In the church, God will take away the enmity.
所以神就把这个冤仇废掉。
You know, in chapter 2, Ephesians says, for he is our peace.
第二章说他是我们的和睦。
You know, in between, you know, you might say I have peace with God, but how about the brothers and sisters?
那你说如果我与神和好了，那你和弟兄姊妹之间呢？
You know, the Jews and the Gentiles always have this enmity.
所有的犹太人和希腊人都有这种仇恨。
No, the Jews look down at the Gentiles because they count them as second class people.
犹太人认为外邦人是二等公民，所以他看不起他们。
No, the Gentiles hate the Jews because they look down at them.
外邦人来特痛恨犹太人是因为他们被遭轻视。
Well, you say I have no problem with the Jews or the Gentiles. How about between races?
那你说我对于犹太人没有什么问题，那你说种族之间呢？
I know the Chinese hate the Japanese.
我知道中国和日本人。
Especially the older generation.
特别是老一代。
Because they bring a lot of suffering to us.
他给我们带来了许多痛苦。
But thank God.
感谢主。
Through his death on the cross.
其实他在十字架上的
时候， He take away the enmity.
他拿去了一切的冤仇。
There is peace in between the brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姊妹们就有和睦。
But it doesn't stop right there.
但是在这里没有停下来。
Not only he is our peace.
不仅他是我们的和睦。
In through him, he created a one new man.
即使他把我们去重生在一个肢体一个人里面。
You know, if you have peace, there are still two factions.
如果你里面有和睦，这是还是有两个部分。
But thank God,
但是感谢主，
His life brought us into one.
他把我们的即使他的生命我们成了一体。
That's why the book of Ephesians says there is no Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
所以在以弗所书里面说，没有犹太人也没有希利人能，希利人能，希利希腊人，只有基督，我们都在他的里面成为一体。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
When I see you,
当我看见你的时候，
I don't see you a Chinese brother.
我把你看作是中国人的弟兄。
I see you from a brother from China.
我看你而为一个从中国来的弟兄。
And more than that,
不仅如此，
I don't even care where you came from.
我甚至不在乎你是从哪儿来的。
Because you are my brother and you are my sister.
因为你是我的弟兄，你是我的姐妹。
But after we become one new man,
但是我们成为一个新造的时候，
God will push even further.
神甚至更进一步做他的工作。
That we became the habitation of God in the spirit.
是我们甚至成为神所居住的地方。
Christ, God dwells among us.
基督神在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, is this wonderful?
弟兄姊妹们，这难道不奇妙吗？
This is the person whom we are identified with.
这就是我们记着他有了我们的身份。
But towards the unbelievers,
但是对于不信的人，
he is the rock of offense, the
stone stumbling. 他就是那个绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
In other words, because of their unbelief, it brings to their downfall.
因着换句话说，因着他们不信，所以他们就越走下坡路。
But to us,
对我们来说
，Christ is the one chosen by God.
基督是神所拣选的。
He is that chief cornerstone.
他是那个房角石。
He is that living.
他是那个活石。
And because of that, we are identified with Him.
我们就是基着他了，有我们今天的身份。
And if we are identified with Him,
如果我们记着他有我们的身份
then who are we?
那我们是谁呢
we are the living stones.
我们就是活石
Because before we are dead in sin and trespasses.
我们以前是死在罪恶过犯当中
But through his life we are made alive in Christ Jesus.
但是今天我们即使基督与他同为一体
But does it end right there?
但是就停在这儿了
吗 It says here, but you are a living stone.
这里面说你是活石
are built up a spiritual house.
来建造灵宫
In other words, God saved us with a purpose.
换句话说，神拯救我们是有一个目的。
He didn't save us just to go to heaven.
他不是仅来救我们来进天堂。
He saved us that we might become a spiritual house.
他来救我们，好叫我们成为一个灵宫。
That's why in the church today there is no such thing as lone ranger.
所以今天我们在教会里，我们没有。
There is no solo flight. In other words, we are not living individually.
所以我们就不以只顾自己的生活。
We are not only care about our own spirituality.
我们不是只管自己的。
She care for the building up.
我们不是只管自己的属灵的生命，而是彼此建造。
That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul used the whole chapter to talk about the body life.
所以在哥林多前书第一章是保罗用了整章来讲到身体的功用。
He said, "I cannot say I don't need a hand."
他说你不能说我不需要手。
Every member of the body is important.
肢体的所有都是功用都是不可缺少的。
We are co-dependent, interdependent one another.
我们是彼此依赖彼此彼此工作的。
To such an extent, he said, to those who have less comeliness, we need to add more comeliness. 没有俊美都加上俊美。
所以在保罗就说如果没有美容的就加上美容。
You know, I always think about sisters putting on makeup.
所以我就经常讲到姊妹们化妆这件事。
No, so if the eyes are a little bit small, we put on makeup.
你要
You put on makeup.
你化妆。
What is the makeup? You don't make up for the purpose of having makeup.
你化妆的原是你只是要去化很重的妆。
You're not holding to the fashion.
你要知道现在的时尚是什么。
Yeah. No, we put makeup to make this part of the body become better.
我们只要化妆是让我们自己看起来更俊美。
And this part of the body is better, then the whole body looks better, right?
如果这个肢体这个地方看得美的话，其他的都看起来很美。
I believe all the sisters agree with me.
我相信所有的姊妹都同意我的说法。
You put makeup so you become pretty.
你化妆是因为你要更漂亮。
That's the purpose of the body.
这就是我们肢体的功用。
You know, in the body, some members are weaker.
在我们的肢体当中有一些就是软弱的。
What should we do with it?
我们该怎么样做呢
We need to support them.
我们要来支持他们
We need to strengthen them.
我们要来加强他们
We need to encourage them.
我们要鼓励他们
Because when they are better, we are better.
当他们要好的时候我们也会更好
No, that's why there is no such thing as I in our vocabulary.
所以在这个字典里面不是说我怎么样
Rather, it's we.
而是我们
Today we are the bodies.
今天我们是基督的身体
A member is very important.
我们这个肢体是非常主要的。
To such an extent, Corinthians chapter 12 says about the gift given to the church.
所以，哥林多书里面就讲到，这个恩慈，神给我们的恩慈。
Gifts are important in the church.
在教会里恩慈是很主要的。
But it cannot be more important, the body itself.
但是这个恩慈不能比肢体更加重要。
In other words, all the gift is all together for the sake of building up.
所有的恩赐，换句话说，都是来为建造肢体。
Whether it's a gift of speaking, whether it's a gift of prophecy, whether it's a gift of healing, it's all together for the purpose of building up.
不仅是治病的功用，还是讲道的才能，还是先知讲道的才能，全是为了建造教会而言。
That's why Brother Watchman Nee once said.
所以，尼托生弟兄曾经讲过。
He said the ministry is for the church.Not the church for the ministry.
执事是为了教会，而教会不是为了服事。
That's why we're for work.
所以我们在这不是为了工作。
It doesn't mean we don't have service.
不是说我们不是。
We need a lot of service.
我们需要服事。
But the service altogether for the purpose of building up the body of Christ.
但是我们服事的宗旨是要我们互相建造神的身体。
Brothers and sisters, may we have been clear about this.
弟兄姊妹们，愿我们在这上面一点很清楚的明
白。So not only we have been built up into a spiritual house.
不仅我们要彼此连接建造成为一个灵宫。
Verse 5 says a holy priesthood.
第五节说我们要成为一个圣洁的祭司。
What is a priesthood?
什么是祭司
？Priesthood in the original Greek means a bridge builder.
祭司在古希腊语中面讲到他是建造桥梁的。
Christ is that bridge builder between us and God.
基督就是与我们和神之间那个桥梁。
And because we are identified with Him.
因为我们是基于他有我们的地位。
Every single one of us are also bridge builder.
所以我们每个人都是一个桥梁的建造者。
To the unbelievers.
对于不信的人。
We are a bridge builder.
我们是桥梁的建造者。
We want to introduce Christ to them.
我们想要让他们知道基督。
Well, we pray that one day they will be like us.
我们希望并且祷告有一天他们也成为我们的一部分。
We are also a bridge builder.
对于弟兄们来说我们也是桥梁的建造者。
Sometimes the brother is weak, sometimes they fail.
有些时候弟兄会有软弱。
Sometimes they had a problem with their relationship with God.
也许有的时候他们与神的关系不太好。
Well, we need to encourage them.
所以我们要来鼓励他们。
That one day they will be back on their feet and be a normal Christian.
有一天他们要回转成过着正常基督徒的生活。
This is what we call being a priesthood.
今天我们这个就是我们所讲的祭司。
And he says here to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
这里面想着说到灵祭。
What is the spiritual sacrifice?
什么叫灵祭呢？
Romans chapter 12 says, therefore, brethren.
罗马书中第十二章讲到弟兄姊妹们因此。
I urge you, brethren.
我来鼓励你们。
By the mercies of God, you offer up your body as a living sacrifice.
即是神的恩典，我来激励你们，把自己的身体献上活祭。
What is a living sacrifice?
什么叫活祭？
We need to put ourselves into the hand of God.
要把自己交到神的手中。
Let God take the lead in our life.
好叫神在我们的生活
当。This is what we call living sacrifice.
这就是我说的活祭。
Before it is me, I'm taking the decision. I'm making my way.
在这以前都是我要做主意，我做我的选择。
But when we put ourselves on the altar,
当我要把我自己献到祭坛的时候，
when we make ourselves a living sacrifice,
我就把我自己当做一个活祭。
It's no longer me, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
This is what we call a living sacrifice.
这就是我们所说的活祭。
This is what we call being a priest.
这就是我们所说的一个祭司的身份。
Then lastly,
最后一点。
It says in verse 9.
就是第九节。
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye might show forth the praises of him who brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那出招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Individually and corporately.
个人来说和团体来说。
We testify that Christ is the master, he is the head, and we are members of his body.
我们都来见证，只有是主，他是我们的主人，他是我们的那位掌权的人。
And、to the other people, to the people around us.
对于我们周围的人。
We need to testify of his grace and of his love.
我们要见证他对我们的恩典和我们的爱。
The love of God is not something within, it's something that outflows from us.
神的爱不是就是隐藏在里面，而是要外溢的。
The genuine love of God, the genuine love of the believers, outflow from our deeds, from our service.
弟兄姊妹们彼此切齿相爱，要在我们的侍奉当中，要在我们的彼此生活中切实的流露出来。
In other words, when people see us,
当换句话说，当人们看到我们的时候
，there is a difference.
看到我们与别人不一样。
These people is different because they only care about God, they care about the love for people.
这一群人他们与人不一样，他们在意神也在意其他的人，爱他们。
They care about the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
他们在意神永远旨意的成就。
Which is the building up of the body of Christ.
这个神永远旨意的成就就是身体的建造。
That one day this body will become that glorious bride when he comes back.
当有一天当神回来的这个身体就成为一个荣耀的心腹。
No, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
I know it's not easy to immediately take in all of this.
我知道这个很不容易立刻吸收这么多。
This is so great a vision.
这个是真的是很重要的信息。
You know, for me it takes years. Even now I'm still learning out.
这个我要花很多年，甚至现在我还在慢慢的吸收。
But may the Lord continue to speak in our hearts.
但是愿主继续在我们心中讲话。
Reveal His eternal purpose in us.
把他永远的旨意向我们心中表明。
Not only do we know who He is.
不仅让我们知道他是谁,
not only we are identified with him,
and
that we will also know our true identity.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名,
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主耶稣, 谢谢你早晨对我们心里讲话。
Oh, we pray urgently that you continue to reveal this revelation to us.
我们切切地在你面前祷告, 求你继续启示心灵。
Lord, we know it's not easy.
我们知道这样不容易。
A lot of times it is our flesh, it is our sin that asks us to see you.
经常我们的与和我们自己成为这个的拦阻。
But we pray that through your precious blood,
但是我们祷告藉着你的宝血,
we want to lay aside every weight it's besetting sin.
我们要真是脱去一切缠累我们的罪,
that you may continue to speak to us and dwell in our hearts.
好叫你继续对我们心里讲话, 住在我们的里面。
Lord, we just commit all these words into your hand.
主耶稣, 我们把以上的话语都交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。